Long division. 20% of me wants women. Or maybe just Cardi B. I want us to fuck up the club after we get dressed at each other's houses. Her jeweled tips grazing my ribs as she drags the faja tight beneath my breasts. I want her to call me bitch because I'm taking too long to gel down my edges. Then, later, try to fight the bitches who get too close to me on the dance floor. I want us to stumble into the bathroom, arm in arm, for her to thumb straight the smudged wings of my mascara, gum cracking against her expensive teeth, us taking in the breath from each other's nostrils and the stench of pissy toilets and bins brimming with pads rolled tight as sushi. And all this is to say, I am not ready to speak of her peacock feather, of the ripple of muscle coaxing it down her outer thigh, which is to say, I don't know what I want, but maybe more than 20% will allow. 69% of me wants men. I believe every mouth deserves a morsel. The rest of me just wants a bed alone. Seas of unfucked stitches cool to the touch, and arms brave enough to lie open with no expectation of an embrace. Of that, half is terrified of men, of the intentions they hide between my fears, the messages sitting on read, and the easy way they are speaking to you, and suddenly, they forget. Though part of me longs for their forearms, for the way they lift me, and the laps broad as my mother's, granite enough to hold me no matter what size I've become, no matter the number of cylindrical months I've spent alone, months the men moisten and dangle in front of me like squares between their lips. You can never finish a whole one by yourself anyway, one used to say. Lifting the butt, its filter red and warped from my slow drags. The other half remembers always, and sometimes with tenderness, my rapist. I see him in passing twice daily at 11:11, his wish minute. I see him in razored goatees and in the rhombus of a Toyota. In the belly, hard as a melon, which is leading the man who is leading the girl through a crosswalk littered with brief blushes of dogwood blossoms, blotting the spring rain. Even now, I wonder if it happened because we were in love. And if that's true, maybe I should just get over it or call it some other thing. The need for better safe words. The need for more boundaries, unrecognized as they are. Little countries with shorelines for skirts and no kings. Longing is an imprecise arithmetic, like the medicines calculated for both histoplasmosis and my survival. If you sectioned off my heart, it would collapse like shredded meat, cupped between the lobes of my sesame lungs, where there is always more breath than sustenance. Still, some nights I sit alone at the oak table at sunset, daring my dissection in the cracked reflection of an empty plate. Others I spend like the Savior's parabolic bridegroom, who, having passed the sleeping maids in the courtyard, enters the streets in his sloshed robes, his kerosene lamp whittled to a flicker against his chest. He's calling, come, come, whosoever, let them hear, let them come.